So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23. Prithu Maharaj is going back home, back to Godhead. This is text number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chinanyadhir Adikadatma Patir Nrihas Tat Tat Yaje Achinad Idam Vayunina Yena Tavam Na Joga Tatsibir Jatir Apramato Yavad Gadagraja Katashu Ratin Na Kuryat Chinnanyadir Adikadatma Gati Nirhash Tathad Yaji achina di tambayo ni na yena. Tavanna yoga gati biryati apramato. Yavad gada graja kata suratim na arkuyad. Chinanyadir abhigadatma gati nirhas Tathad yaje achinadi tambayo na yena Tavam na yoga gati biryati apramato Yavad gada graja gata surati narakurya. Chinanyadira bigatatma gati nirhas. Tathad yaji achinadi tamyayu nayena. Avam na yoga gati biryati apramato Yavad gada graja gata surati narkuryat Chinanyadira bhikadatma gati nihas Tathat yaji achinadi tambayo nina yena Avanna yoga gati biryati apramato Yavad kadaka jagata surati nakurya Chinanyadira bhikadatma gati nihas Tathat yaji Havanna yoga gati biryati apramato Yavad gada graja gata surakin nakurya Chinanyadira bhikadatma gati nirhas Tathat yaji Avanna yoga gati biryati apramato Avanna yoga gati biryati apramato Any messages? Chinna, being separated. Anyadhi, all other conceptions of life. The bodily conception of life. Adigata, being firmly convinced. Atmagati, the ultimate goal of spiritual life. Niriha, desireless. Tat, that. Tatyaje, gave up. Achinat, he had cut. Idam, this. Vayunina, Unina, with the knowledge. Yena, by which. Tavat, so long. Na, never. Yoga gatibi, never. Yoga gativi, the practice of the mystic yoga system. Yati, the practicer. Apramata, without any illusion. Yavat, so long. Gada graja, of Krishna. Katashu, words. Ratin, attraction. Na, never. Kuryat, do it. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace of Bhajaranada Vinna Bhakti Gadanda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. When he became completely free from the bodily conception of life, or the conception of bodily life, Prithu Maharaj realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Being thus able to get all instructions from him, he gave up all the other practices of yoga and jnana. He was not even interested in the perfection of yoga and jnana systems, for he thoroughly realized that devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life, and that unless the yogis and jnanis become attracted to Krishna Katha, narrations about Krishna, their illusions concerning existence can never be dispelled. Please repeat. When he became completely free from the conception of bodily life, Maharaj Prithu realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as the Paramatma. Being thus able to get all instructions from him, he gave up all other practices of yoga and jnana. He was not even interested in the perfections of yoga and jnana systems. In the perfections of yoga and jnana systems. For he thoroughly realized that devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life.
And that unless the yogis and
jnanis become attracted to Krishna Katha, narrations about Krishna, their illusions concerning existence can never be dispelled. Purport. As long as one is too much absorbed in the bodily conception of life, he becomes interested in many different processes of self-realization, such as a mystic yogic system, or the system utilizing the speculative empiric methods. However, when one understands that the ultimate goal of life is to approach Krishna, he realizes Krishna within everyone's heart and therefore helps everyone who is interested in Krishna consciousness. Actually, the perfection of life depends on one's inclination to hear about Krishna. It is therefore mentioned in this verse, Yavat gara graja katashu ratim na kuryat. Unless one becomes interested in Krishna, in his pastimes and activities, there is no question of liberation. There is no question of liberation by means of yogic practice or speculative knowledge. Having attained to the stage of devotion, Prithu Maharaj became uninterested in the practices of Jnana and Yoga and abandoned them. This stage of pure devotional life, this is the stage of pure devotional life as described by Rupa Goswami, Anyabila Shita Shunyam, Jnan Kramadi Anavritam, Anu Kulina Krishnanu, Shilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Real Jnana means this knowledge is attained after many, many births. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7.19, Bahunam Javanamti Jnanabhammam Prapadyate. In the Paramahamsa stage of life, one fully realizes Krishna as everything. Vasudeva Sarvam Iti Samahatma Shadulava. When one understands fully that Krishna is everything, and that Krishna consciousness is the highest perfection of life, he becomes a Paramahamsa or a Mahatma. Such a Mahatma or Paramahamsa is very rare to find. A Paramahamsa or a pure devotee is never attracted by Hatha Yoga or speculative knowledge. He is simply interested in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. Sometimes one who was formerly addicted to these processes tries to perform devotional service and the Jnana and Yoga practices at the same time. But as soon as one comes to the unalloyed stage of devotional service, he is able to give up all the other methods of self-realization. In other words, when one firmly realizes Krishna as the supreme goal, he is no longer attracted by the mystic yogic practice or the speculative empirical methods of knowledge. Om Agyan Timidandasya Janan Janan Shalakaya Takshura Miritam Tasmaya Shri Gravi Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karadha Shiva Shri Guru Bhakta Prindu Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama So this verse here is describing Brahman Paramatman Bhagavan realization. Vedanti tat tat vitas Paramatman Bhagavan realization. Vedanti tat tat vitas tad gyamam abhyam Brahmaniti Paramatmani Bhagavaniti Satyati. That those who are transcendentalists, they understand this non-dual substance, the absolute truth, in three aspects as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So here is indicated how Prithu Maharaj, he had understood all of these aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So he says, when he became completely freed from the conception of bodily life, then Maharaj Prithu realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as the Paramatma. So when he became free, then he could realize the Lord Krishna. He becomes free from this bodily conception of life. That means he comes to the platform of understanding his self. When you are out of the bodily conception, there has to be another identity when you stop identifying with the body. So there has to be another identity, because we have identity. So this is the eternal identity we are searching for. So that is the Brahman realization. The living entity is Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. So he has to hear Prithu Maharaj is understanding the self. What is he's understanding Paramatma in his heart. But what is he understanding Paramatma with? His intelligence, mind, senses. No, Paramatma is beyond all these things. So he is understanding with his self. And how do you understand the self? How do you realize the self? Krishna says, by the light of the self, you see the self. You can't understand with intelligence or mind because see the material. So how you can understand what is Adoksa Jaya? Krishna is beyond material, he is not comprehensible by material. So how you can understand something that is beyond material, with material instruments, the intelligence of mind? One of the arguments Madhavacharya used to use when they used to debate with the Mayavadis. So this time they were debating, and he said, now you're talking of Brahman, but your process of understanding Brahman is knowledge, gyan. The mind is the instrument, you're trying to understand Brahman. So how you can understand Brahman with a material tool, with a material instruments? So he defeated him with that statement in that big meeting. So anyway, that's the idea that Krishna says you understand the self by the self. So this is self-realization. So Prithu Maharaj, he attained that. He said he was beyond the bodily conception of life. He was situated in the self. Then with his soul's eyes, then you can see Paramatma, who's sitting in the heart. So this is the progression, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And Prithu Maharaj is also, he's come to the conclusion that devotional service to Krishna, that Krishna is, Bhagavan is Bhagavan. So Prithu Maharaj was realizing this devotion, his service to Krishna, was much more important than the other processes of Jnana and Yoga. So he's coming to realize this, how Krishna was sitting in the heart. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am situated in the heart. Ishvara Sava Bhutanam Hideshi Arjuna Tishtati. That Arjuna, I am sitting in everyone's heart, and I am direct in the wanderings of everyone in this world. So he This is a translation of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's. He's sitting in the heart. Then one should surrender unto him utterly in all respects. That means give everything up in all respects, utterly. Such a nice word they use, Prabhupada used. Surrender him utterly, it means nothing else. I mean everything. Utterly means, utterly, that's all. So in other words, utterly means surrender unto him utterly means surrender unto him and do nothing else. It means no karma, no gyan, no yoga, anything like that. Only that surrender. Surrender to him utterly. That's all it takes. So this is what Pritha Maharaj is realizing. He says, O descendant of Bharata, take refuge in the Paramatma alone with complete devotion. Having extinguished both avidya and vidya, by my mercy you will attain eternal spiritual abode. So this verse is explaining the purpose of knowledge just revealed. It means to take shelter of the Lord. That is competent, the most competential knowledge. Take shelter of the Lord. And you will attain cessation of vidya and avidya. And then you will attain my eternal place, Vaikuntha. So then he says, this is surrender to the Antyami, the Paramatma within the heart. This surrender is for the worshippers of the Antarami. Those who worship the Super Soul will be able to perceive the Super Soul in the heart. So they surrender unto the Antarami. Whereas the worshippers of Bhagavan surrender unto Bhagavan, which is explained later. Krishna says, Sarvadhanam Parityajamamikam. He is Bhagavan. He's asking Krishna to surrender him. So some who worship the Super Soul, they say that this is indicating surrender to the Super Soul and the worship of the Bhagavan. When Krishna says, Sarvadhanam Parityajamamikam, that is for the worshippers of Bhagavan. So this is the opinion of some concerning the matter. Then he says, another devotee will think as follows. Sri Krishna alone, this is the opinion of some. This is Pritha Maharaj's opinion. That the worshippers of Antarami, they worship the Super Soul, and the worshippers of Bhagavan, they surrender to Krishna. Is this Pritha Maharaj's conclusion? No, it's not his opinion. Pritha Maharaj says, Pritha Maharaj realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. So he wasn't making a distinction. He realizes this is my Lord Krishna who's appearing as the Paramatma in my heart. So he's realizing that. So here, but other persons who worship the Paramatma, they're meditating on him. So then they surrender him utterly, as it says in this verse. But then Krishna is saying that. Then in verse 66, Krishna says, Sarvadhanam Paritya, this is for the worshippers of Bhagavan. They'll surrender to Bhagavan. So surrender to the Antarami at Paramatma and surrender to Bhagavan. So this is the opinion of some concerning this verse. Another devotee would think, Sri Krishna alone is my deity. He alone is my guru. He alone gives me the instructions which are beneficial for my bhakti. Therefore, I surrender unto him. Krishna alone is my inner guide. Taking shelter of Paramatma, I surrender unto him so that he will engage me in actions of bhakti. So this is the other opinion of a devotee of Krishna. He's understanding that Paramatma is Krishna. He is his worshipful Lord. It's not different. Arjuna has already admitted Param Brahma Param Dham. He understood Krishna is the Supreme, the Absolute. So so that same absolute is in the heart of everyone. Krishna's explaining you should surrender to him. The devotee is thinking, no, this is my worshipful Lord. He's appearing as Paramatma in everyone's heart, in my heart and everyone else's heart. So here is a difference between the two. And he's quoting from 11th Canto. Uddhava is telling, Uddhava's talking to Krishna. Krishna's directly in front of him. Oh, my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they were endowed with a prolonged life of Brahma. For you appear in two features, eternally as the Acharya and internally as a Supersoul, to deliver the embodied beings by directing him how to come to you. So here, he's talking to Krishna directly in front of him, but he's saying, Krishna, you appear in two features. You expand as the Paramatma within everyone's heart. You also expand as the Guru, the Acharya. So Prithu Maharaj is not in no illusion. He knows the full transcendental picture, and he's worshipping Krishna and understands that Paramatma is also his worshipful Lord, sitting in the heart, directing everyone. And also the So Krishna's appearing as a super soul in the heart, and also as the Acharya. So therefore, one should never, Chaitanya Prabhu, never disrespect the Acharya. Think he's an ordinary person. Important. When we become serious about this statement, we can make advancement when we realize the position of the Acharya. His absolute nature. Krishna is saying directly, you are the super soul, you are that the Acharya, you're appearing as externally as the Acharya. And also, Krishna says in Krishna Das Kaviraj, Chaitanya made the same thing. No, he's quoting Krishna. Krishna is saying, yeah. One should see the Acharya, the Diksha Guru Shiksha, as none different than myself, and never disrespect them in any way. Again, that same statement is there. So when we become serious about understanding this fact, this aspect of Guru, the Acharya, how he is actually Krishna's Shakshatri Trinashamasasa, he's exactly like Krishna because he's so dear and close to Krishna, presenting Krishna's message, that he can act exactly like him. This is the potency of the gurus. So it's also interesting in this verse. Give up everything. It means giving up. Give up your knowledge also. Yes, yeah, so take refuge in the Paramatma, surrender unto Utterly, as Prabhupada says. Having extinguished both vidya, avidya and vidya, both ignorance and knowledge extinguished, they are gone. Then by my mercy you will attain the spiritual abode. So it's interesting, we have to give up knowledge also. So he explains it more clearly here. In the next verse, Krishna says, thus I have explained the scripture more secret than the knowledge of karma jnana or ashtanga yoga. Considering this thoroughly, you should do as you wish. So, he says that here the Lord concludes the whole subject of Gita. Jnana or knowledge consists of karma yoga, ashtanga yoga, and jnana yoga. The word jnana means that by which one knows. Thus, jnana refers to a process. In this case, the scriptures which produce knowledge of these sadhanas. So, they're processes of revealing knowledge. That's what he's given. So now he's saying, give up these processes. You should give up these processes of that reveal knowledge. So, I I have revealed the scripture again, which is more secret than those scriptures, a process which has not been revealed in the scriptures written by authors such as Vasistha, Badranayan, or Narada even. So these great sages, they've given these different systems, and Krishna's also given these different systems as a process for understanding Jnana. It means that by which one knows. Thus Jnana refers to a process. So these processes, Krishna speaking, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Karma Yoga, they're processes of knowledge. But then he says, give up all these processes at the end. Sarvadhanam Paritya, give up these processes and surrender to me. So give up that process of knowledge. The Karma, Jnana, Yoga, these are bona fide processes of knowledge. To take you up to that level, when then Krishna gives you something more. He said this is very confidential. These processes of yoga is given. Then he said there's something even more confidential. What is that? You give up all those processes and surrender to me. That's even more confidential. He says here is another meaning also. These processes are in the revealed scriptures. These revealed scriptures have been given by authors such as Vasishtha, Vajranarayan, Vyasadeva, and Narada. He says another meaning of this is that their knowledge is relative. This means Vyasadeva, Narada, and Vasishtha. Their knowledge is relative. And Krishna says, mine is infinite. They cannot understand the knowledge because it is of its most confidential nature. I also did not teach them all this because of its intensity of confidential nature. So here Krishna said, this is the most confidential of all knowledge. Of all those processes of knowledge, this is the most confidential. He said, even Vyasadeva doesn't know because I didn't teach him this. I'm revealing it to you now, Arjuna. So, of course, practically this is the end of Bhagavad Gita finished there. Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that. Actually, Bhagavad Gita finishes on this point, more or less. You understand the super soul is sitting in the heart. You surrender unto Matali. Now you've heard this, Arjuna, you decide what you want to do. So he said, Krishna's finished speaking Bhagavad Gita at this point. Bring him up to the point of surrendering. He's explained all the other processes, but now he's telling Krishna to surrender, Arjuna to surrender. Or surrender to the super soul who's sitting in the heart. Surrender to Matali. And by his grace, you will come back to Godhead. So then he's finished speaking Gita. So generally this is the process. During Prithu Maharaj's time, this is Satyaj Yoga. So therefore he's adopting these processes of Jnana and Ashtanga Yoga. He's performing, because that's the Yuga Dharma. He's doing some, he's purifying his existence. This is the pastime. He went to perform all these austerities, but it was the Yuga Dharma to do those things at that time, meditation, things like that. Austerities. So, and then ultimately he sees the super soul. You see, Kapila Muni's teaching is to bring you to the point of realizing the super soul. So many teachings, how they went and they meditated. It's generally, that's all that's taught in the Vedas. They bring you to this point. He is to be understood throughout the Vedas. That same person is sitting in the heart. It's he you should surrender unto. So generally that's the understanding. But when Krishna personally makes his appearance, he takes it further. That actually I am beyond, I am the cause of the super soul, I am the cause of the soul, I am the cause of the super soul. This is the Purushottam yoga chapter. The fallible and the infallible. You get this. And Krishna says, I am the source of the fallible, I am the infallible. I am the source of the Atma, I am the source of the Paramatma. Therefore I am celebrated as Purushottam. That's the greatest supreme personality of Godhead. So this is very, very confidential. Generally, only Paramatma realization is expressed in the different yugas. But when Krishna personally comes, the original personality of Godhead, then he reveals this very, very confidential knowledge. Because it's not really available other times. once in the day of Brahma, 28th millennium, when the original personage of Godhead comes, he will reveal his confidential pastimes in Vrindavan and distribute that prem, Raja Prema. So this is a very rare thing, it's very confidential in the Vedas. So generally it's always bringing into Paramatma realization throughout the different ages. So this is what the Vedas are doing. So Krishna is giving you such confidential that now you give up that all this, even your path of jnana, give up knowledge. It means the process of knowledge of trying to understand Krishna. Now you are, you surrender to me. Now you don't need those paths of knowledge anymore. So give up the process of knowledge. So this has been expressed throughout all these many purports, and I've been saying the same thing today also. You give up these processes of knowledge. So Srimad Bhagavatam also says the same thing. One should adopt a process of self-realization. Human life. You should adopt a process of self-realization, but you should not forget to give up the process when you get the goal. So don't stick to the goal whole life. But adopt the process of self-realization, but don't be attached to the process when you reach the goal. You have to give up the process. So we see this is the difference in bhakti. The means and the end are the same of bhakti. We perform bhakti, it's a direct process. Jnana, Kama, Yoga, they're indirect. You have a process to achieve the goal. And when you achieve the goal, then you give up the process. But in bhakti, you don't give up the process. You start in the beginning, you're serving Krishna. And when you reach perfection, you're serving Krishna. So of course, the attitude may, the mood behind it may change. just like sadhana bhakti, we're performing sadhana bhakti, but sadhana bhakti is not the goal. So in one sense also, we also give up the process of sadhana. When we come to the platform of spontaneous devotion, then the platform of sadhana is not necessary anymore. But the same activity is going on. Same service is going on. It's just the consciousness has become purified, and one's doing it now with performing his devotion with spontaneous attraction. So again, also in this purport, when Prabhupada's quoting this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Jamananti, that after thousands and thousands of births of being a jnani, so he's adopted the path of jnana. This takes thousands and thousands of births. Then you come to the platform of accepting Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. After thousands of births of being a jnani, searching, thousands of births. You're being a jnani, then he comes to that point. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he understands Krishna, yes, Krishna is everything. Then he surrenders unto him. So that's the beginning of his spiritual life, devotional life. But it took him thousands of births of jnana to reach that point. So now he can give up that path of jnana. The fruit of his thousands of births is he's surrendered to Krishna. Then his devotional life can begin at that point. Prabhupada also comment on this verse that how Krishna is saying it takes thousands and thousands of births of being a jnani to come to this point of accepting Krishna. Prabhupada said, now I'm telling you, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You hear me? And you surrender to Krishna, you skip those thousands and thousands of births. Because you've come to the same conclusion of the jnani who spent thousands and thousands, he surrendered to Krishna. So I'm telling you, you are the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Person of God. You surrender unto him now. If you surrender, you let all those thousands and thousands of births. So this is the benefit of meeting a devotee. One moment's association with devotees. So you cannot estimate. So this is why. You can very, very swiftly very swiftly. Prabhupada said one lifetime to go back to Godhead. This is unheard of in the Vedas. Nobody goes back to Godhead in one lifetime. But by the mercy of a devotee, you can. You come to the proper conclusion. But you won't find it anywhere else. It's Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is banging his head on the wall. You know. Never heard such a thing before. He's Brihaspati, he's the greatest scholar. He knew everything. Banging his head, I can't understand it. He's giving freely, which is not even explained in the book. So, same also for the yogis. Krishna says in the Yoginam Api Sarvesham, of the greatest of all yogis, what is the conclusion of the greatest of all yogis? It's one who abides in me, who's thinking of me, abides in me. It means you have affection for Krishna. Otherwise, why would abide in me? So that yogi who abides, he is the greatest of all yogis. So it means he's coming to the stage of accepting Krishna. Why would he abide in Krishna if he didn't have any affection? So therefore, it says that here. He thoroughly realized devotional service to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. And unless the yogis and jnanis become attracted to Krishna Katha, and narrations about Krishna, their illusions concerning existence can never be dispelled. The jnanis are an illusion. The yogis are an illusion. If they have not come to this point of surrendering to Krishna, they're still in illusion. So, means become attracted to Krishna and the rations. So this is, you'll abide in Krishna naturally. You want to speak about Krishna here. But so those yogis who come to this platform, he is the greatest of all the different types of yogis, Krishna. But again, it's bhakti. It's bringing to the point of bhakti. The path of jnana is to bring one point to the bhakti. The path of yoga is to bring one point to bhakti. That's all. Jiva Goswami is asking Nityananda Prabhu, Nabrita Mahatmya, there in Vidyanaga, place of knowledge. All knowledge is contained in Vidyanaga. When there is a pralaya, partial devastation, then much just saves the Vedas. The whole universe is inundated with water, half partially. The Matsya saves the Vedas floating around in the devastation waters. Then they come to a beautiful lotus floating on the water. You know what that lotus is? Navadip on ki. The Navadip. It doesn't get annihilated. Krishna says when the whole world is put into ruination, that part stays as it is. He's talking about Navadip in Bhagavad Gita. That part stays as it is. It floats on the water. It's like a big lotus. So then Matsya comes and he puts the Vedas, he puts them in Navadvi. They go in Vidyanaga, that's why Vidya, Vidya means Vidyanaga. All the branches of knowledge are there, the six branches, all the philosophers who present there, Jaimini, Kapila, all those different philosophers, they all have their seats there and present their branches of knowledge, Vedavyasa also in different places in the world, it says. But they all have a place here in Navadvipa also. So there's all these different philosophies and things. So Jiva Goswami says to Nityananda Prabhu, if Gyan and Nya, the logic, is all inauspicious, how come it's got a place in Navadvipa? Of course, that time Navadvipa was a place for Naya. Logic. Because by logic you can reverse things, completely reverse. In fact, Mahaprabhu was very expert at that. So you completely reverse. So if you knew logic good, you could defeat anyone. So there's a whole pride of the pundits, who is the greatest logician, then you can defeat anyone. You twist everything around. So it's famous for its Naya, its logic here in Navadvipa, because they were very proud pundits and things like that. So Jiva Goswami said, if this jnana and nyaya are inauspicious, how come they got a place in Navadvipa Dhamma? They got different processes. And Nityananda Prabhu explains, he says, no, Jiva, they're never inauspicious. Jnana is never inauspicious, and nyaya is never inauspicious. When it is used properly, and the purpose of jnana and nyaya and yoga is simply to reveal the high position of bhakti. That is the purpose. When it's used for that purpose, then that's perfect jnana. Perfect logic. So, yeah, the same thing is repeating again in this verse. One shouldn't be attached to the processes as all in all. So, Prithu Maharaj, you know, he's developed devotion. We was reading a few couple of verses ago. Prithu Maharaj thus engaged himself completely in devotional service, executing the rules and regulations strictly, according to principles, 24 hours daily. Thus his love and devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, developed, and he became unflinching and fixed. So here, by his whole process, what was the purpose? But his love and devotion gradually developed, and he attained to devotion. Here, in this purport also, having attained the stage of devotion, Maharaj Prithu became uninterested in the practices of yoga and jnana, and he abandoned them. So this is he's becoming uninterested, so he could abandon them. So this is the test, that you're uninterested in different processes. And that comes because he's interested in something else. You don't become uninterested until you're interested in something else, usually. Krishna says you get higher taste, then you can give up the lower taste. So he became uninterested. Why? Because he got a higher taste. For Kumaras, they were self-satisfied. They went to Vaikuntha. What's the difference? We go to Vaikuntha over here, it's the same thing. Self-satisfied. Wherever we are, they went to Vaikuntha. Nice smell there. We're getting more ecstasy from the smell of using our senses than we're getting from being absorbed within the bliss of Brahma. So they gave up their process. And they became great devotees. He's preaching to Maharaj Prithu about bhakti. Otherwise, the four Kumaras are known specifically as, you know, when you talk about people representing jnana and things like that. So they gave up the process. So Shukadeva Goswami also, he was in the womb, he was a jnani. He had heard this so many. When he heard about bhakti, he heard the pastimes of Krishna. Again, he came in quick. Might as well come out, it's more interesting to come out. Otherwise, what's it? Better to stay inside the womb. They come out and get involved in the material world. But when he heard the pastimes about bhakti, he gave up. Yeah, and he came out, became a bhakti. So he gave up the process. So this is the idea. Giving up the process. But it should not be done prematurely. This is a big mistake also. Yeah, we know the goal is pure devotion to Krishna, so therefore I'm going to... If we haven't spontaneously developed our attraction for Krishna, then... We can't do it artificially, it becomes sajya, everything becomes cheap. Prabhupada said, what someone asked him, we just want to chant 64 rounds a day, and Prabhupada said, you'll be sitting down chanting 64 rounds, and you'll be thinking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, she was nice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, she was nice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She was nice, Hare Krishna. In other words, they weren't uninterested. They still were quite interested. They still have interest in the material world. So you can't do it artificially. You have to actually get taste, and you can actually lose interest. Like in the system of in puja, Pancharatriki rules. Pancharatriki means vidhi bhakti, means sadhana bhakti, rules and regulations. So we're enjoined to follow these. We have to follow. And Prabhupada said that without going through the rules and regulations of Pancharatriki, really, without going through the rules of sadhana bhakti, you cannot come to the stage of loving Krishna, spontaneous love. It's not possible. So it's a process to purify us to come to the stage where we have spontaneous attraction for Krishna. So, especially in deity worship, you have hundreds and thousands of little rules and regulations. So you're absorbed in all these rules and regulations. Those who go to the Mayapur Academy will know there's so many different rituals and things like that we do with mudras, mantras, and things like that, purification, spiritualization, all these different types of things going on. It's more for conviction, you know, so everything is pure, the place is pure, the mind is pure, the body is pure, the cloth is pure, the intelligence is pure, the consciousness is pure, and spiritualized. It's all brought up to a spiritual level through these different processes. And now, okay, now we can serve the deity with proper, because the deity is none different than Krishna. So we bring ourselves up to a level of conviction and purity. So all these rules and regulations are recommended. Now when one develops this attraction for Krishna, then all these rules and regulations, which were very helpful to me, they become actually a hindrance. They become a disturbance. So what was actually very helpful in the beginning becomes a hindrance. Because his lovable object is here, his Lord is here, his deity is there. His heart wants to be with his, and he's got to spend so much time with his and mantras and everything. His heart is here, he wants to be with his Lord. That's what, so he wants to serve spontaneously. So, but anyway, in temple, even if a person is that advanced, he has attraction for Krishna. In deity worship in the temple, he should worship according to the rules of the Pancharajiki Vidhi, because that's a standard for the deity in the temple. Not everybody's going to be so advanced like that in the future or anything like that. So, that's Krishna's the king in the temple. He has his system of worship, Pancharajiki rules. Anyway, this is called the Paramahamsa stage of life. Why is here, Prithu Maharaj, he says in the translation, he realized Lord Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as and thus being able to get all instructions from him. Then he gave up the practices of yoga and jnana systems. In other words, he was in touch with Super Soul. He's getting direct dictation from Super Soul. The blissful stage of life. No problem, Prabhu, no problem. This is the stage where there's no problem. You're getting a dictation from Super Soul. You're not making your decisions and making mistakes and getting yourself into trouble. He's giving all the dictation. So it's a blissful stage of life. You know what to do, you know what to say. He'll tell you, he'll give it. Factually, Krishna's Super Soul is giving dictation at every moment, even right now in our conditioned state, but we cannot hear him. Because the mind is speaking so loudly. We don't give him a chance. But he's actually dictating at every moment. Pick up the book. I want to pick up the book. So Krishna dictates and he instructs his energy. Maya is doing it. This is my energy, Maya. Pick up the book. He's understanding my desire. He gives me the intelligence to understand. Remembrance. From me come remembrance and forget. I would forget this was a book if Krishna didn't tell me. But he tells moment by moment. Otherwise, this is a place of forgetfulness. So he tells you it's a book. Pick it up. He instructs Maya. You know. So he's giving dictation to us at every moment, even in the conditioned state, except we can't hear him. We can't hear that dictation. We're going on our own way. We're making our own path of sense gratification. But Krishna's dictating. If you don't want to hear him, he also dictates how to get your sense gratification. But he's giving dictation. But when you actually hear, in touch with him, you hear him. This is the blissful stage of life. So, we see how Prabhupada has made it so easy for us. Yeah, and a few purports ago, Prabhupada saying that. We can easily follow in the footsteps of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. We live in the temple, which is transcendental to a residence, and accept the vow to accept Krishna Prasadam, nothing else. Follow the four regular principles, chant 16 rounds daily, Hare Krishna mantra. In this way, one's spiritual life will never be disturbed. Very simple process, Prabhupada has given us. That's all. Made it so simple. When this is the position of the acharya, such a personality like that. Krishna, he gives the power of attorney to his devotee. These, especially the Nityasiddha devotees. Then there you have a look. You judge according to time and circumstance. What is the best thing for the living entities of Kali Yuga right now? And I'll sanction it. But he gives that power of attorney to his acharya. The acharya comes. And he sees what is the most beneficial thing for the living entities according to the present time and circumstance. So then he makes the Prabhupada made this program that we know is standard of wisdom. He did it according to what he thought we, you know, as much as we could tolerate at least. Well, he wanted 64 rounds and then 32 and 16. Okay. So this is an acharya. Because he said 16, it's another acharya says 64. It doesn't mean because we, if you don't chant 64 rounds, you're considered on an animal level. So that's another acharya. But we can't say that if everyone, if you don't chant 64 rounds, you're an animal or an animal level. No, whatever the acharya says, if our acharya says chant 16 rounds, chant 16 rounds, okay. The other acharya says 64, if you're a follower of him, you chant 64. But if your acharya says chant 16, but Prabhupada said he made 16. But Prabhupada said he made 16. So then he organized a society like that. He said, if you follow these principles, then you can go back to Godhead. He made it quite simple. We have to really understand the acharya and respect him as such. Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Hawaii. I think it's Hawaii. And he said that, so I'm giving you these four rules and regulations. No meeting. And you chant 16 rounds every day. And perform devotional service. He said, then this is the process. And you can go back to Godhead in one land. He said, but if you do not follow this, he said, that you can, they're simple rules, you see, everybody can follow. He said, but if you do not follow, I cannot help you. This means Prabhupada can help us. But he said, if you, and he's given this system that we follow. But if we don't follow, he said, then I cannot help. What can he do? He's given a system. He has to have some rules and regulations, some standard, as we said. There's a little bit he's given us. But if you can't even follow that, then what can I do? Otherwise, if you do follow Prabhupada, he has come to take us back to Godhead in one lifetime. So, anyway, this point is being stressed. There's another example. I finish. Madhavendra Puri. That now, since I've got an attraction and taste, I think I can say goodbye to my three sandhyas, my vandanas, my chanting Gayatri three times, all of my morning duties and my three times taking bath, because I've got an attraction for the lotus feet of Krishna. And therefore, I don't think it's necessary for me to follow anything else. Madhavendra Puri. So this is the idea. Madhavendra Puri. So this is the idea. Once you get an attraction for Krishna, this is the ultimate goal of life, Tempumatukumam, to develop your affection for Krishna. Then everything else is all rule and right, I have to bring a person to this standing. Always remember Krishna. Obviously you're remembering Krishna. You have attraction for him. But this is the purpose of all the rules and regulations. But when one comes to this platform of awakening his affection for Krishna, then he said, I don't think that it's necessary for me to do anything else. Because I can remember, anywhere I sit now, I can remember Krishna. I think